the rest of the story. The Aborigine tribesman gazed out the window of his hotel room on West 9th Street. Something was wrong. His eyes hurt. His eyes never hurt in the vast Australian outback, where his view stretched to horizons in all directions, but now his horizon was a gray building across a street in Cleveland, Ohio, and the aching in his eyes had grown to encompass his heart. Tambo Tambo, he was called, 21 years young, young enough, he was told, to adjust to new places and new ways, but the tribesmen knew differently. For 40,000 years, his ancestors had roamed and loved and lived and died in the Australian plain. 40 centuries, which somehow Tambo Tambo carried inside him and could never relinquish. Tambo Tambo, an Australian Aborigine, had been brought by mercenaries to the United States as a freak in a sideshow. Wearing an incongruous black top hat, they had him tossing his boomerang for gasping crowds in a great enclosed space in some place named New York. They called it an educational exhibit. And yet Tambo Tambo had learned nothing. And now another picture was moving in his mind, the wild animals that he had known as a boy, hopping and thundering across the land of horizons. Tambo Tambo had heard that men in other lands sometimes captured them and collected them and confined them and then boasted of the wonderful thing that they had done. But the tribesmen knew now how those animals must feel. Sad, because all they remembered, frightened by a new world they could not comprehend, puzzled. You could see it in the pain in their eyes. So Tambo Tambo decided what he must do. He must go home, and he must go home quickly before the aching inside consumed him. He must break free from those who had taken him afar and somehow find his way back to the land of horizons. Well, that's precisely what Tambo Tambo did. He would not even wait for his next performance the following day in Frank Drew's Dime Museum, throwing his boomerang for the gasping crowds. He fled into the darkness that very night. Tambo Tambo went home. Not quite as he had wished, for you see, the aching inside did at last consume him, and he was found the next morning in his hotel room, lying on the bed, staring up at some invisible horizon. The incongruous top hat, the symbol of a bondage that was never to cease, propped awkwardly on his brow. And thus, last autumn and the fall of 1993, did a young Aborigine return to the earth of his birth when his embalmed, his mummified body was placed on a plane bound west and down. For you see, after he died, the tribesmen lost in a faraway country while he lived, got lost again in the basement of C.J. Smith and Son Funeral Home in Cleveland, Ohio, where he stayed lost for 109 years. For the last hours of terrible longing for Tambo Tambo have been over since he lay down and donned that undignified crown and went home, February 23, 1884. Now you know the rest of the story.